After the ball game yesterday, I said to everybody, it was an unacceptable performance, and I'm certainly not backing off that. A couple things, certainly in the game, jacked me up, ticked me off. First one is a line of scrimmage game. And knowing that going in, both sides, our big guys, both sides, knowing we're going to have to be at our best. And they won that matchup. We play a lot of eight-man fronts defensively, and when we can stack that up at the line of scrimmage, usually that's when we're at our best playing. And then having the ability to have the balance in the run game is such a huge factor. So that part, I thought, you know, was a factor for sure. The second thing that came up is the amount of explosive plays defensively, six in the pass game, and then the least amount of explosive plays offensively. And so those two things I thought were a real factor. And then the last part, and I briefly mentioned it yesterday, I thought I'd bring it up, just, you know, the poise for us, division game, there's going to be a lot of juice. And I'm way more fired up for the stuff that happens prior to the whistle than after. And that's what I want our toughness to shine through. So offensively, we got way behind, made it hard to come back. I think, you know, maybe after the first 20 plays or so, it was almost 21-0. There's a lot of missed opportunities for us defensively, from, you know, missed interceptions to deep balls that went. And I think that was the real story of the ball game. And, you know, those are things that after looking back from it yesterday and the performance, those were the things that lit me up the most. With that, I'll open it up to your guys' questions.
Coach, were you aware at the end of the game the refs' mics were open and they were discussing about getting to go home early if a play was made? Or?
I wasn't aware of any of that.
And any more on Rasheed's and Coach Cox's, I don't know how you classify.
Two emotional guys, disagreement. Yeah. For sure, that this one, that I handled in-house with both of them. And at no point are we arguing. They're both, you know, top-notch guys. B. Cox certainly looking out for him. Rasheed was emotional during a time on a play. But at no point is that going to be part of our football lead. So, yeah, I was talked to both of them about it.
And did you, on the Alford play, I don't know, it looked like he stopped running.
It certainly did. And it was an explosive play for us. Thought he stepped out. We are all about finishing. And so that one was difficult for him and for us.
Dan, desperate times call for desperate measures. Yeah, I feel like you're at that point right now. Is there anything you're going to change about what's gone on? I mean, can you really do the same thing again next week and hope for different results?
Well, I think we're always looking to tweak one thing to find, okay, what can change? What can we find better? And how can we put the players in the best spots to do that? And I can promise you that we will be going and digging under every opportunity to look for that. Oftentimes when I don't waver from my messaging about how we want to play, there's a real style and attitude about that. That part will never change in terms of the turnover margin, the effort, the toughness we want. But finding ways for us to play at our best, doing different technique, doing different variations to how we feature the players, yeah, I'll continue to look at that for sure.
To this point, you haven't been blown out. You've been in a lot of tight games. Yeah. And on the wrong side of them. Is getting blown out worse than losing?
Way worse. And no doubt. We've been in a bunch of close ball games, ones that went back and forth the other way. So this was the first time that we got our tails kicked in. And, you know, give them credit for that. But I thought the missed opportunities and for us not playing like we were capable of, some of those things led to why that happened. And, that was the first time that happened for sure. And I look back to the things that caused it.
When something happens like the play we just talked about with Robert, where you agree his effort appeared to be insufficient and he didn't finish it clearly, does that merit a special conversation with the player?
We met this morning.
Come out of that?
There is none. Nope. Yeah, he's the same guy that won the ball game for us against the Washington Redskins. So I have all the faith and belief in him. The fact that he didn't play like he was capable on that play and a couple others, that was a conversation we absolutely had, for sure.
The dropped interception, was that one of them?
That was one of them as well, yep.
Hey, Dan, I know you're looking at ways to get better, but is there anything you're going to change? I mean, I know you don't want to get into specifics, but I mean, as far as offensively, defensively, I mean, it just – week in, week out, we're getting the same message, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I just feel like there's got to be something you know, we're banging our head against the wall here.
Yeah, I totally understand the storyline for that. It's first going to start, you know, in the preparation and how we practice. Okay, what things can we do differently to, like, ensure that some of the same results aren't taking place? And that's really where the tweak starts. Say, okay, what part of practice can I change? What more can we emphasize? When there's a lack of production in one area, the point of emphasis gets stronger. And so for us, there's going to be some more points of emphasis to certain parts of our ball. This game, there was a lot of things that were a little abnormal for us. You know, we generally don't give up a lot of big plays. We generally get some explosives. You know, we talked about the importance of the things we did down in the red zone. Well, we had some ops and we didn't score on it. But there's going to be some points of emphasis about how we're going to prepare going into this ball game. That's for sure.
You mentioned run balance early.
Yep.
You had a good start, Devontae. I think his second carry was like a 20-yarder. And, of course, I understand when you get behind, it can affect your play calling.
Yep.
But were you satisfied with the commitment after?
Yeah, I think once you got out of whack, it's hard to really stay in the balance, you know, because when we got off to that kind of start defensively, man, it throws you out of whack. But to have the kind of style that we want to play, the balance has to be there. And that's why I made the point up the furry burst thing, you know, for us to be at our best, man, our line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, our big guys, that toughness, that effort, that way we want to play, both sides are a big factor in that. And so us having that balance offensively, yeah, it certainly would help when you're not way behind.
Does the process of self-analysis that takes place after every game,
yep,
not you analyzing yourself, but the team.
Yeah, the team, sure.
Does it change when you're in a situation like you are now, having lost seven straight, and especially given the nature of yesterday's loss? Do you expand the field of things you
look
at?
Sure you do. Yeah, I think that's a very fair question. And I think when you're trying to find, okay, some answers about little parts of your game, because sometimes just overall general statistics, you can kind of twist it and get it jacked up at times. I think we all know that sometimes they can look better than they are or worse than they actually are. So you have to go right back to the tape and say, what's some areas of things that we can do better? And then we're going to find practice ways to improve upon those, whether it's more practice time, whether it's more third down emphasis, whether it's more, you know, whatever it might be. Those are the things that I think that's the tweaking that I'm, you know, that we were referencing earlier, as opposed to doing the same exact things. What are the things we definitely are going to get better at? So, yeah, the answer is the long way around the question.
You mentioned last week that the struggle is part of everything in the growth process.
Yep.
This is obviously one of the toughest stretches for you personally as a coach.
Sure.
How do you feel like this losing streak has helped you grow personally?
I think just knowing that, you know, the hardness that comes from that when you go through something, and the belief I have in the system, the players, where it gets challenged, and then I'm as motivated to get our football right as I've ever been in my entire life, and I can't wait to get back out here with this team.
So you say kind of like reaffirms what you believe in?
I don't know if it reaffirms, because you're going through the struggle of it, but it tests you in certain ways to make sure that you want to play the exact style that your club, you know, and the envision that we have. So when we don't, man, it tests you. And I know what we're capable of playing like, and so when we don't, yeah, that digs at you hard. And that's why I'm so anxious to get back out there with him.
Dan, you're more of a guy that, when a game like this, burn the game tape, just move on, or do you try to dig harder into this and find something different that you normally would?
I think because of the nature of when it happened, you know, we hadn't been playing well, and it wasn't one just to put away. And I think it's a good example of when those times come up. This one I wanted to get right back to it again, and why did the explosive happens? What didn't allow us to have some? So I went right back with the club in terms about the things that we didn't do well and why we got out of whack. So I wanted to get the message real strong on that as we're getting ready.
Was Schrader pulled for long, or that was just a chance to get long out there?
He was pulled.
Okay. He kept getting into fights and stuff.
I was on the penalty that he had.
In the process of self-analysis that's taken yep. place after this game, you mentioned that it's expanded and you look deeper and so forth. Do you look beyond X's and O's and play calling ratios and things like that and consider the possibility that maybe the buy-in isn't sufficient from player to player, that there's not the commitment you want from every single player? You've said many times you believe in these guys.
I do.
Do you think your belief is being sufficiently rewarded in the way they're going about their work?
As I go through it, and do I feel like their belief is
being rewarded by them putting in the effort and the commitment?
Well, I watch for everybody. And, you know, in terms of the way we're going through it, that's part of the evaluation as you go through the whole season, you know, in terms of, like, how bad you're going for it. That's absolutely part of the theme of our program in terms of you as a player or as a coach, like how hard you're going for it. That's what I want it to be about 100% all the time, all in. So I wouldn't say it's more now than – you know, last week or the week prior, like, that's always the connection I'm looking for. Like, you individually, how far are you willing to go for the team?
Looking back over the tape,
we were great to get him started, and it was his first, you know, play time getting going. I think he had about 20 to 25 plays and had one of them behind the line. So I thought for the first outing for him, it was great to get his feet wet and get his first NFL experience under his belt.
Is that switch at right tackle permanent, or they'll compete
it is not.
Now? Or?
Yep. Same competition as we've had. Yep, it is not. It was a coaching decision I made in the ball game. Yep.
Was it any harder that, you know, they before the game's over there celebrating, dancing, and taking just having a little party over there before the game's over, and a rivalry game? You got to play the team in a couple weeks. You see them again. You know, how will y'all handle that?
Well, I'm not looking to them to provide motivation for our club. And the way we played and our style and attitude, that did not reflect the way I want to play our team to play our ball. So I'm not going to look to them to gain our motivation.
Yeah, third straight road game. Now you're going into Jacksonville against a team that dropped 51 or a team that already beat you guys this year.
Sure.
I mean, I know it's not any more daunting than any other opponent, but given the circumstances, it looks like a tall task, especially with a third straight road game.
You know, I haven't had a chance to see him a lot yet, but I do know that Bortles off to, you know, he's hitting a streak that, you know, in terms of touchdown passes and absolutely ripping it. So that part I do know, but as I get through the week, I'll have a, you know, better understanding where they're at. But as far as for us, it's at no more point is it more important for us to worry about us and get our football right. I couldn't emphasize that any more than I can right now.
And you and Coach Gus were together in 09.
Yes.
In 10. Seattle, yeah. And, yeah, 10. You haven't looked at him, and you just said that.
Right.
But could you talk about his style of coaching? And, you know, we've been kind of following him since he's been down there.
Is that right? What I can say about Gus, one of the most passionate guys about ball that you'll find. I think he's a really unique teacher, always finding, you know, ways to reach guys and find an edge. So those are the things that probably jump out the most to me right off the bat. And he's an A-plus of a guy as well.